兄姐妹朋友们早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
让我们同翻到提摩太前书第六章。
Let's all flip to 1 Timothy chapter 6.
我们今天要看的经文是提摩太前书第六章第十一到第十四节。
The passage we'll be studying this morning is 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 11 to 14.
我们一起用中文读一遍，然后呢，我们一起用英文读一遍，好吗？
We'll read in Chinese in unison, and then followed by English.
好，第十一节，请。但你这属神的人，要逃避这些事，追求公义、敬虔、信心、爱心、忍耐、温柔。你要为真道打那美好的仗，持定永生。你为此被召，也在许多见证人面前已经做了那美好的见证。我在叫万物生活的神面前，并向本丢比拉多做过那美好见证的耶稣基督面前嘱咐你，要守这命令，毫不玷污，无可指责，直到我们的主耶稣基督显现。我们英文是用 ESV 读的。
Yeah. We'll be reading from ESV version. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 11 to 14. Let us read in unison. But as for you, O man of God, flee these things. Pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, steadfastness, gentleness. Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called and about which you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. I charge you in the presence of God, who gives life to all things, and of Christ Jesus, who in his testimony before Pontius Pilate made the good confession, to keep the commandment unstained and free from reproach until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你赐给我们你宝贵的话语。
Dearest Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have given us your precious word.
你的话是赐予我们生命的。
And your word is for our life.
你的话所代表的是真理。
And your word represents truth.
今天早晨，我们来到你话语的面前，求主你借着圣灵将你的话语教导给我们。
And this morning, as we come before you, we pray that your Holy Spirit teach us from your word.
愿我们来到你的面前，带着一颗谦卑受教的心。
And that we come before you with a soft and teachable heart.
愿我们来到你的面前是一个敬拜感恩的心。
And as we come before you, we want to have a heart that is humble and a heart that wants to worship you.
愿我们在此遇见你。
And may we see you face to face this morning.
Amen.
Amen.
我们记得提摩太前书是一封书信。
I remember that First Timothy is a letter.
这封书信呢是使徒保罗写给提摩太的。
And this letter is written by Paul to Timothy.
啊，在过去几个月当中，有在我们当中聚会的弟兄姐妹朋友们就记得保罗是一个年长的牧师。
And a few months ago, as we're studying this passage, we remember that Paul is an elderly pastor.
他是很有经验的牧师。
He's a very experienced pastor.
他是一个与神同行的牧师。
And he is a pastor that walks with our Lord.
他是一个生活上面非常有见证的一位牧者。
And his life is full of testimony.
他不但是有神的真理，传讲神的真理。
He also shares the truth of God.
他在他的生命当中，在他的生活上面，他是这个是贯彻了神所托付给他的。
And in his life, he has lived out the will of God.
他以神的心意为他自己的心意。
And his heart is aligned with the will of God.
他将他自我的私欲是摆在最低的。
And his personal well-being he puts at the very least priority.
他爱弟兄姐妹的心是主耶稣基督所爱他的心。
And his love for his brothers and sisters is as if the love that Jesus has for him.
他的生命曾经受到威胁。
And he had many dangers in his life.
他离开了他所应该能享受的舒适的生活。
And he's left a living that was comfortable.
撇弃了他对社会和众人面前的地位和身份。
And he's stripped himself of the reverence and the respect from others.
但是他告诉我们，这一切对他来讲都比不上主耶稣基督所给予他的爱。
But he says that all of that is not not comparable to the love that Jesus has for him.
他之所以在宣教和牧养上面有这么不断的热忱,
and his desire and his zeal for preaching the gospel,
是因为他的主已经爱了他，也为他舍命,
is because his Lord gave himself for him.
这不是他口头上面所说的而已，这是他生活上面所给我们的见证。
And this is something that he not just not only says on his lips, but he lived it out.
保罗在写这封信给提摩太的时候，提摩太是刚出来传道的一个年轻的牧师。And
when this letter was written to Timothy, Timothy was a new pastor that just came out to serve.
所以我们今天在这个经文里面，并且在其他的提摩太前书的经文里面，我们有看见这样子的事情。
So we can see this very clearly as we study this book.
一方面，保罗嘱咐提摩太该如何的行事为人。
First, is Paul commands Timothy on how he should live.
但是同时的，保罗是把他自己亲身的经历，他的心路历程，他是赤裸裸的呈现给提摩太。 At the same time, he is sharing from the depth of his heart and his personal experience, and he is completely transparent and vulnerable before Timothy as he shared. 他关心提摩太,
he cared for Timothy.
可是他不是以一个好像是很属灵的一个 人的这个形态去很做作的来教导他。
But he cared for him not in a very sincere way, not just something that is on outward appearance.
他是把他一个人真实的一个心境，他告诉提摩太。
But he shared his whole being with Timothy.
我们来看第十一节。Let
us look at verse 11.
保罗在跟提摩太做吩咐的时候，他说你是一位属神的人。
But here, when he talks to Timothy, he says, "You, O man of God."
这是我们今天讲到的主题.
And this is the topic that we will be sharing today.
属神的人这个词,
this term, "man of God,"
它代表了我们跟神在神面前的一个身份.
This represents an identity before God.
同时，它也讲到了我们与神之间的关系.
This also talks about the relationship that we have with God.
然后同样的这个词讲到的是我们在生活上面的行为。
And this also talks about our behavior.
属神的人这样一个词，你也可以这样子说。
In other words, when we talk about this term man of God,
它可以是一个名词。
It can be a title.
讲到的是身份。
Talks about the identity.
The noun.
Or a noun.
你也可以说它是一个形容词。
Or it could be an adjective.
他讲到了我们跟神之间的关系,
and it describes the relationship that we have.
但是他也可以讲到的是一个动词,
but it can also be a verb.
讲到我们行事为人该如何去做,
talks about our behavior before man.
啊，我们今天就从这三方面我们来看,
and from these three aspects, we'll take a look.
属神的人，这个是很重要的一个观念.
Man of God is a very important concept.
在圣经里面，新约、旧约都有提到这个词。
And in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, this term comes up.
但是呢，它使用的方式不一样。
But the usage of this term is very different.
在旧约里面，属神的这个人，中文的翻译把这个词翻译成神人。
In the Old Testament, it describes this term as a godly man.
In the Chinese translation, The Chinese translation in the Old Testament for the man of God is translated as God man. Okay. Does not make much sense. But that's how we recognize that phrase. 所以我们读圣经的时候，在旧约里面，如果是读中文圣经。 当你看到神人这两个字的时候，那个字事实上原本的那个词啊，就是属神的人。So
when you look at read the Old Testament and you come across this term, God man, it refers to a man that belongs to God.
English is just man of God. You can just use that. 那在旧约里面，什么样的人叫做属神的人呢？或神人？
Well, in the Old Testament, what is a man of God?
曾经谁被称为神人呢？
Who has been called man of God?
摩西,
Moses,
Samuel, Elisha,
Elisha,
Elijah,
Elijah,
还有从神那边所差派出来的天使，用人的样式显现的时候，称之为神人或属神的人。And
also angels that manifest themselves in human form are also referred to as God, a man of God.
所以在旧约时代，旧约里面所记载的这些属神的人有一个特征。So
there is a special characteristic of these people that are called man of God.
对不对？摩西是神的代言人。Moses
was the spokesperson for God.
他当时成为以色列的领袖，带领了以色列人从埃及的奴役当中走到，经过了红海，经过了旷野，走到了神所赐的这个。
And he was the leader of the Israelites that led the Israelites out of Egypt, out of the bondage of slavery in Egypt, and across to the promised land, the land filled with milk and honey.
神将十诫，并且神所有一切的诫命，借着摩西传给了以色列人，也传给我们今天的人。
And through Moses, God passed on the Ten Commandments to the Israelites and to us today.
他是一个具代表性的人物。He
is a representative.
他代表什么?
What does he represent?
他代表神与人同在。He
represents that God is with man.
他代表神要向人说话。He
represents that God wants to speak to man.
他代表神跟人有关系。
And he represents that God has a relationship with man.
Samuel, Elijah, Elisha, 他们是什么身份?
And what about Elijah and Samuel?
他们服事的身份是先知.
And their service is their prophets.
先知是什么身份?
What is the identity of a prophet?
他们也是具代表性的人物.
They're also representatives.
他们代表什么?
And what do they represent?
先知只有一个职分。A
prophet only has one duty.
而这个职分是神所赐的。And
this duty is given by God.
这个职分就是要将神所告诉他们的话一五一十毫不遗漏地跟人讲。And
this duty is to be a mouthpiece for God to deliver what God wants to, God's words accurately.
他所讲的是神所要讲的话。
And he speaks on behalf of God.
他要讲的是神的心意,
and he speaks God's heart.
而不是自己的话或自己的心意,
not his own words or his own heart or will.
他们代表神,
they represent God.
他们代表神与人同在,
they represent God with us.
他代表神与人说话,
and represents God speaking to us.
当天使成为人的形象，在这个地上向人说话的时候,
and when angels manifest themselves in human form,
他们也是具代表性的人物,
and they also are representatives.
为什么这些天使被神差派到这个世上成为人的样式呢?
Why would God send these angels manifesting themselves in human form?
因为神有话要跟人说,
because God has words for man.
天使来到这个世上的时候, 在不同的情形之下讲不同的话,
and angels come in this form to earth to say things at different times.
这些天使或神人或者说属神的人,
so these angels or these men, men of God,
曾经来到世上,他们将索多玛、恶摩拉他们所要得的这个后果惩罚向人讲明。
And they came to earth to prophesy about the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah.
索多玛跟厄摩拉是两个，这个是罪恶深重的城市。这两个城市即将要被神毁灭。
And Sodom and Gomorrah were two wicked cities that were about to be destroyed by God.
天使以神人或属神的人的样式，也曾经向祭司以利显现。
And this, these angels in the form of man also appeared before Elisha.
Eli.
Or Eli.
告诉他，你和你的儿子们犯罪了，要受到神的惩罚。
And he speaks to Eli and says that you and your two sons have sinned and you are you will be punished.
所以这些天使当他们成为人的形象，圣经上面称他们为神人或属神的人来到世上的时候，有一个工作要做。
So when these angels in the form of man come to earth, they have work to do.
他们所做的工作也是具代表性的。
And their work is also representative.
他们代表什么？
What do they represent?
神跟人是有关系的。
And they represent that there's a relation between God and man.
神要跟人说话的。
God wants to speak to man.
人跟神是分离不开的。
And there is no separation between man and God.
所以当保罗在跟提摩太说你这属神的人的时候，
So when Paul talks to Timothy, as for you, man of God,
对提摩太来说，他了解这个词的意思。
So to Timothy, he understands this term.
我们看一下提摩太后书。
Let us look at 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书第3章第15节。
Chapter 3, verse 15.
提摩太后书也是保罗写给提摩太的信，这是他写的第二封信。
And 2 Timothy is also a letter written to Timothy by Paul. This is the second letter that he wrote.
保罗怎么跟提摩太说？ 他说，并且我知道你是从小明白圣经，这圣经能使你因信耶稣基督有得救的智慧。
Verse 15, he says, And how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus.
提摩太因为有一个敬虔的母亲，也有一个敬虔的祖母，所以从小他就受到妈妈和祖母的教育，所以知道圣经，也对圣经熟悉。
Because Timothy's mother and grandmother were both godly women, so from a young age, he was familiar with the sacred writings.
所以当保罗说你提摩太是属神的人，
So when Paul refers to Timothy as old man of God,
提摩太心里面第一个反应就是什么是属神的人？
So Timothy's reaction or response would be, well, what is man of God?
谁配得这样子的一个称呼呢？
Who is worthy to be called this?
是摩西。
It's Moses.
是以利沙、以利亚。
This is Elisha and Elijah.
是天使。
And it's angels.
这在他的脑海里有一个深刻的印象。
So this is deeply rooted in his mind.
在新约的圣经里面，属神的人这个词出现的不频繁。
And it also, this term, we can also see it in the New Testament.
But very infrequently. 但是在提摩太前书后书这两卷书里面，保罗特别用在提摩太的身上，并且用在教会的弟兄姐妹的身上。
But Paul, in these two letters, he uses this term for Timothy and also the brothers and sisters of the church.
你看，在提摩太前书第6章第11节的时候，很明显的属神的人指的是谁？是提摩太。
So when you look at Timothy chapter 6, verse 11, O man of God, this is, he's talking to Timothy.
He says, you, O man of God. 所以这里面所讲到的是，你是属于，不但只是说你是一个属于神的人，甚至我们可以说，他是说你是属于神的一个男人。This
is not only to say that you are of God, but you are a man of God.
你要负起的这份责任，不是只是说你属于神，你是在神的面前，你有一个男人的样子。
And this duty and responsibility before God is not just something that is of God, but you need to take on the responsibility and duty as a man of God.
第二次保罗提到的时候，就是在提摩太后书，就是这第二封信里面，提摩太后书第三章第十六、十七节里面讲到的。
And the second time this man of God is brought up is in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 to 17.
十六、十七节如此说，保罗告诉提摩太，圣经都是神所默示的。于教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
Says all Scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work.
这个第十七节的翻译，更好的一个翻译是。叫这属神的人可以装备完全，来行各样的善功。
And in verse 17, it says that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work.
Not just being complete, but completely equipped to do the good work. 所以在这里面讲到属神的人指的是谁？
So when it talks about the man of God, who is it referring to?
讲到的是属，就是所有属于主耶稣基督的信徒和门徒。
So this is referring to everybody that is a believer and follower of Jesus Christ.
这是讲到圣经神的话在一个属神的人的生命当中的一个地位的重要性。
So this is the something that is important in the life of a believer.
而这里所讲到的行各样的善事或善功，很简单的来讲，就是做符合神心意，也是神所定义我们去做的事。
And when it's talking about every good work, this is referring to anything that we do, in the will of God.
圣经里面讲到善这个字的时候
，When the Bible refers to something that is good,
是讲到善恶之分。
It's talking about the separation between good and evil.
这个善所代表的就是神。
And good refers to God.
因为对神来说，只有神是善的。
So according to God, only God is good.
并不是说我们从人的眼角度来看，说我们做善事，我们做好事。
And it's not to say from our perspective that we are doing good work or something good.
所以这里第十七节不是说基督徒要做善事铺桥修路。
So in here it's not saying that Christians should do good works such as paving roads or building bridges.
帮助人。
Or helping people.
这里所讲到的是一个属于神的人要能够在我们的生活行为上面做符合神心意的事。
So this is talking about someone that belongs to God or is of God, they would...Every work that they do needs to be in God's will.
而且是神定义要我们去行的。
And this is what God deems for us to do.
这是神拯救我们的目的。
That is His purpose for saving us.
以弗所书二章第十节讲得很清楚。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10.
我们得救是因为神在我们预先为我们预备要去行善工，也就是行神的工作。
It says, For we are His workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand.
所以当提摩太他在第十一节里面，提摩太前书六章十一节里面听到保罗如此称呼他的时候，对他来讲是一个提醒。
So when Paul refers to Timothy as you, O man of God, this is a reminder to Timothy.
我们讲过了，在新约里面这个词并不常出现。
And we talked about this.Particular term is in the New Testament very comes up very infrequently.
也就是说，当被提的时候，反而就显得很突出了。
So when this is talked about, it stands out.
没有一个属神的人在神的面前敢用这个词来描写自己。
No one would be willing to describe themselves with this term.
属神的人或称自己为神人吗？
Referring to themselves as man of God or God man.
但是有生命的信徒也不会彼此之间这样子的称呼。
But even between believers, we would not even refer to each other as that.
好像是一种恭维。 It's like paying deference. Yeah, paying deference, right? 你是属神的人。 Are you paying deference, artificial deference, saying you are the man of God, right? And then, of course, I expect you to say that back to me. 如果我称你为一个属神的人，那我心里面想，那你也要称我属神的人啊。
So Paul does not do things like this. He doesn't refer to himself as a man of God. And he doesn't refer to other disciples as man of God. But why does he refer to this young Timothy as man of God?
那为什么今天我们要在这边来探讨这个题目？这跟我自己个人有什么关系呢？
And why are we studying this passage today? What does it have to do with me?
我们刚刚讲到这个属神的人这个观念非常的重要。
But we've talked about earlier that this concept of man of God is very important.
保罗他是一个有经验的牧师。
Paul is a very experienced pastor.
几十年在牧养教会，几十年跟随主耶稣基督。
And he's pastored many churches for many years and followed Jesus for many years.
他为着福音几十年的受苦，肉体上面的苦。
And because of the gospel, he's experienced many hardships.
他在犹太人的宗教的这个当局里面受到迫害，在信徒里面或者一些假的信徒里面也受到逼迫。
So he was persecuted and slandered in the Jewish community and also the false teachers by the false teachers.
他甚至在有些他自己创立的教会里面受到别人的误解。
And he was also accused of by some of the churches that he has founded.
但是这些他的经历，他在神的面前对付。
But these are all the experiences that he can bring before God. He wants to remind Timothy. Timothy, you have to remember. Your identity is a man of God. And your relationship is that you belong to God or a man of God. And in your life, you are a man of God. If you are not clear with this point, then you can't go on.
当保罗在第十一节说，你看你是属神的人，所以他说要做什么事情，要逃避这些事。
So when he in verse 11, when he says, "O man of God, you need to flee these things."
这些事是哪些事？就是在第六章之前所提到的，我们过去几周所谈到的事情。And
what are these things that he needs to flee? It is the things that have been talked about in the previous verses.
第三节到第十节。From
verse 3 to 10.
你要逃避什么？
What do you need to flee?
传异教。 Verse 3.
Teaching different false doctrine.
不服从主耶稣基督纯正的话。
Anything that does not agree with the sound words of our Lord Jesus.
不合乎敬虔的道理,
teaching that accords with godliness.
你要小心，你要逃避，你不可以。 第四节说你自高自大,
it needs to flee from being puffed up with conceit.
你自己没有知识，但是你专好问难，然后你要言辞跟人争辩。
And understanding nothing and having craving for controversy and for quarrels.
没有一个人什么事情都懂的。
There's not one person that understands it all.
没有一个人的知识是全备的。
Not everyone is equipped with all information.
没有一个人对圣经熟悉到一个地步是神不用再启示的。
There's nobody that is so familiar with the Bible that God doesn't need to remind him.
不懂没有关系。
It's okay if you don't understand.
你去学。
Just go learn.
但是你不要不懂的时候去争辩。
But don't argue when you don't understand.
然后呢，要小心，不可以坏了心术。第五节。And
also flee from having a depraved mind.
要小心，不要失丧了真理。
And deprived of the truth.
然后呢，用这个所谓的表面的金钱为你自己谋利。
And having an image of godliness for your own means for gain.
这不是跟一个不信的人讲的话。
This is not spoken to someone that is not a believer.
这甚至不是跟一个信徒所讲的话。
And this is not something that is spoken to a believer.
这是跟一个牧师讲的话。
This is spoken to a pastor.
那不但如此，他还说什么？
Not only this, but
第九节
in verse 9,
不要想发财。
Don't have desire to be rich.
然后第十节，不要贪恋钱财。
And in verse 10, don't have a love for money.
这个要发财，贪恋钱财，讲了两节。
And in the both verses, it talks about the being rich and the love for money.
保罗是有圣灵感动所写出这些话来的。
And Paul wrote these things down under the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
神是不浪费口舌的。
God does not waste his words.
神的每一句话，每一个字都是有他的心意的。
And every word of God reflects his heart.
但神借着保罗他自己的经历讲出了一个心声。
But through the Holy Spirit, Paul writes down his heart.
你要逃避这些事。
You need to flee these things.
基督徒是不是没有引诱？
Do Christians not have temptation?
有。
Yes,
事实上，基督徒的引诱有时候比非基督徒还更多。
And oftentimes, the temptation is more than a non-believer.
那个还不认识神的人，撒旦还不理他们。
Those that don't believe in God, Satan disregards them.
等到你今天属于神的人。
But when you become a child of God,
撒旦就要来攻击。
Then Satan attacks you.
他就要在小事上面让你跌倒。
And he wants you to stumble in little.
他要让我们在生活上面没有见证。
He wants our lives to have no testimony.
他要让神的名受损。
And he wants to defame God, the name of God.
他要让神的荣耀蒙羞。
So that
bring shame to.
God's glory.
这是撒旦魔鬼的工作。
This is the work of Satan.
而且当一个人有了神的生命里之后，
And once a person has life of God,
之前没有善恶之分，
before he didn't know right from wrong, or
之前不需要与自己挣扎，
he didn't have struggles in the past.
只要对我有利的事情我就去做，
I'll do anything for my own benefit.
别人有没有受到伤害我可以不管。
I don't need to care if anybody else gets hurt.
我也不会觉得有什么，我也不会觉得我自己损失了什么。
I wouldn't feel like I've lost anything.
但是今天我们成了神的儿女。
But today we've become children of God.
我们开始有了挣扎。
We start having these struggles.
我这句话该不该讲？
Should I say these words?
我这件事情该不该做？
Should I do such a thing?
我在人的面前我是做一个什么样的代表？
What type of example am I setting before people?
我们开始有了挣扎。
Then we start struggling.
在这当中，我们也受到试探。
And during this time, we're tested.
这个是人必经之路。
This is something that is inevitable.
这是保罗他知道这件事情。
Paul understands this.
因为他经历过。
Because he himself has experienced.
他去提醒提摩太，因为他知道对提摩太来说这是一个挑战。
And he reminds Timothy because this will be a challenge for him.
如果不是一件事情他需要面对，那为什么要叫他逃避呢？
If this is not something that he will experience, why would he tell him to flee from this?
基督徒有没有贪财？贪财或要做发财的梦啊？
Do Christians dream about being rich?
我们都很高尚，我们都是很高尚的人。
We're all
very enlightened people.对不对？我只要是脚踏实地努力自我就好。
As long as I work hard, I'll be okay.
我不要发财的。
I don't need to be rich.
真是这样吗？
Is that true?
如果现在有100万在这边要给你，你要不要？
Would you take $100 million?
被自我诚实的人在这边了，对不对？那问你，当然说要啊。
Of course, yes.
那为什么？那就要看我要付出什么代价才能得到那一百万，对不对
？But of course, I need to count the cost to receive that million dollars.
今天为什么有这么多人陷在这个物质上面或金钱上面的引诱？
Why is there so much temptation today for people for money?
因为我们今天生活在这个世界上，金钱和物质是对我们来讲是基本的必备条件。
Because living on earth today, these material things and money is what we need.
我们说食衣住行是人生的这个基本条件。我们吃什么穿什么是人生最基本的一个条件。So
what we eat, what we wear, these are all the basic necessities for us.
可是吃的东西跟穿的东西从哪里来？
But what we eat and what we wear, where does that come from?
买的。
It's purchased.
用什么买的？
And what are we purchased with?
用钱买的。
With money.
你要住哪里？
Where are we going to live?
是怎么来的？
Where does that come from?
你要付租金或付房贷啊。
Of course, you need to pay for your mortgage or your rent.
租金房贷是什么？
What is rent or mortgage?
就是金钱。
That's money.
我要小孩得到好的教育。
I want my kids to have receive a good education.
好啊，那教育怎么来？
So where does good education come from?
你要付钱啊。
You have to pay for it.
这个 上学要付钱。
So going to school needs money.
学音乐要钱。
Learning music, music lessons cost money.
打球要钱。
Playing different types of sports cost money.
我们生活上面哪一件事情不是跟钱有关系？
Is there anything in our lives that's not related or associated with money?
基督徒不用钱吗？
Christians not there's no need for money for Christians?
基督徒是人吗？
Are Christians people?
要是人就要钱了。If
you are a man, you need money.
牧师是人吗？
Are pastors human beings?
我希望你们了解。I
hope you guys understand.
Alex 长老跟我是人。
Because Alex, Pastor Alex and James, myself, were both men.
我们之前的两位长老，他们也是人。
And the previous two elders, they're also men. They're not God.
我们是人。 所以人在人的需求上面都有人的挑战。
So there's challenges for us as man.
因为如果没有这个挑战，我们就不需要去逃避，是不是？
If we didn't have this challenge, then there's no point in wanting to flee these things.
你知道，人在这个世上，我们是今天的这个社会上面是需要钱的。
So in today's society, there is a need for money.
赚钱没有错。
Earning money is not wrong.
是赚大钱也没有错。
And earning big money is not wrong.
Earning a lot of money.
Earning a lot of money is not money.
对，我们之后在提摩太前书六章过几个礼拜我们会提到。
And we'll talk about this in the next lesson.
赚钱是我们工作的一个代价。
Earning money is
a wage.
A wage
that is paid for our labor. 你做事，你得到一个工资。
So if you work, you earn your wage.
你帮人家做事，公司付你一个工资。你自己是老板，你也是自己付自己工资。
So if you work for a company, the company pays you your wages. And if you work for yourself, of course, you still pay yourself wages.
但是我们要了解，钱不是我们工作的目的。
But we have to understand, money is not the purpose of why we work.
钱是工作的一个后果。Money
is just the result of our work.
我们生活的目的是在神的面前，我们属神的人，我们在神的面前，我们要问为什么我要赚钱。So
before God, we need to ask ourselves, what is the purpose for us earning our money?
你看见了没？ 如果我们的身份和神的关系我们没有搞清楚的话，我们没有办法回答这个问题。
So if we're not clear with our standing before and our identity before God, we're not able to answer this question.
我赚钱是为了我能够吃、能够穿、能够住。
So I earn money is so that I can live and I can eat and I can have clothes to wear.
是吗？ 这是目的吗？
Is that the purpose?
那你吃喝住 过了几十年以后，然后你就死，这是目的吗？
So if you earn your money to eat and to live and to have clothes to wear and then you die, is that the purpose?
干嘛要那么辛苦？
So why work so hard?
你现在不喝不吃不住不工作，你马上就死了吗？
So if you don't eat or live, then you'll die soon.
干嘛那么辛苦?
Why work so hard?
吃喝住不是赚钱的目的。
So if you eat or live, it's not the purpose of working.
这也是赚钱的一个后果而已。
This is just the result of working.
所以为什么保罗在这边一开始就要提醒提摩太，你是个属神的人？
So here, why does Paul remind Timothy that you are a man of God?
因为当我们在这个观念上面想清楚了以后，我们知道我们的身份，我们知道我们跟神之间的关系的时候，我们对事情的看法，出发点就完全不一样了。
Because when you understand this concept and you have a clear understanding and grasp of this concept, then your view would be different.
属神的人生活的目的是什么?
What is the purpose of living as a man of God?
什么叫做属神的人?
What does it mean to be man of God?
我们先来看一下这个关系。
Let's take a look at this relationship.
属神的人我们可以从被动的方面和主动的方面来看。
So we can look at this passively and actively.
被动的方面来说呢，属神的人是被神所拥有的一个人。
So looking at this passively, a man of God is someone that belongs to God.
这讲到的是关系。
This is talking about a relationship.
神用重价将我们赎回。
God redeemed us by
a great price. 他的重价是什么?
What is that great price?
是他的儿子主耶稣基督的生命。
That is the life of his begotten son, Jesus.
我们今天属于神的人，是神因着他的大爱，牺牲了他挚爱的儿子主耶稣基督的生命而换回来的。
So today we become a child of God is because Jesus has given up his life for us.
我们属于神的人，我们是被神拥有的，因为他用赎价把我们买回来了。
So those of us that belong to God, because we were purchased by a great price.
这是讲到神对我们的爱。
So this is talking about the great love of God.
这是讲到神对我们的付出。
This is talking about the sacrifice given by God.
被动的方面，属神的人在关系上面是什么意思呢？
So passively looking at this, what is it, what does this mean?
我是依附于神的人。
I belong to God.
I entrust myself into the care of God. When God possesses me actively, passively, I entrust myself in the hand of God. 被动的关系上面是神已经拥有了我。但是主动的方面，从人的方面来讲，是我将自己交托在神的手中。
So passively looking at this, God, we belong to God, but actively looking at this, we need to entrust ourselves to God.
当我们说我们认识了主耶稣基督，接受了主耶稣基督成为我们生命的救主时候
，So once we receive Jesus into our life as Lord and Savior,
我们承认我们跟神之间的关系是一个爱的关系。
We acknowledge that the relationship we have with God is a relationship of love.
是一个牺牲的关系。
It is a relationship of sacrifice.
他拥有了我。
He owns us.
然后呢，我将自己交托于他。
And I actively entrust myself to him.
当我们在这个关系上面确定了以后
，Once we're clear about this relationship,
吃什么穿什么。
What we eat or what we wear,
就不是在我们自己的手中了。
It's not in our own hands.
就是在神的手中了。
It is in God's hands.
因为他爱我们。
Because he loves us.
我们基本的需要神难道不会供应吗？
Wouldn't God provide our basic needs?
主耶稣基督自己怎么讲的？
What did Jesus say?
你们要先求他的国和他的义。
First seek his kingdom and his righteousness.
这一切都要加给你们了。
And everything else will be added onto it.
我们看那里的上下文，我们就知道所谓的那一切就是你吃什么，你穿什么。
And when we look at the passages, prior, it's talking about what we would eat and what we would wear.
如果神将我们吃什么、穿什么都供应给我们了
，If God provides all of our needs,
他是世上我们其他的任何需要的，有什么他不会给呢？
So if there are any other needs that we have, wouldn't God provide that also?
所以我们在我们的工作上面, 目的不是赚钱。
So within our workplace, our purpose is not to earn money.
目的也不是能够吃穿, 然后呢, 给孩子受教育。
And the purpose is not to buy anything that what we eat or what we wear or provide education for our kids.
属神的人在工作上面是为了要能够荣耀神回馈神的爱。
So those that belong to God, the purpose of our work is to glorify God and to show God's love.
你知道当保罗跟提摩太说要逃避这些事的时候,
you know, when Paul tells Timothy to flee these things,
这个逃避是一个行动,
this flee is a verb.
但是一方面你是逃离这些恶事, 可是同样时间你在做一个追求。
So, one point in time, you're fleeing from all of these things that were talked about in the previous passages, but also, you're also pursuing something.
你看, 逃避跟追求都是行动。
As you can see, flee and pursue are both verbs.
而且不是慢吞吞的行动。
And it's not a, an action that is slow.
是什么? 积极的行动。
It is, an action that is with urgency.
逃避这些事, 然后要追求什么? 追求公义, 敬虔, 信心, 爱心, 忍耐, 温柔。
So you need to flee these things, but also pursue what? Pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, steadfastness, and gentleness.
为什么不是追求好的工作, 好的薪水, 然后好的教育呢?
Why does it not say pursue a good job, a good salary, or a good education for your kids?
为什么?
Why?
因为我们追求神所要我们追求的，这其他的一切神都会赐给我们。
So if we pursue these things of what God wants us to pursue, everything else will be added unto it.
这是很积极的态度。
Now this is the attitude of urgency.
在我们的工作上面，我们是不是让人看见神？
In our workplace, do we allow others to see God?
在我们的婚姻当中, 夫妻关系当中, 我们有没有让对方看见神?
So in our marriage, do we allow others to see God?
在我们亲子关系, 不论是与孩子或与父母之间的关系, 我们有没有让对方看见神?
Or do we allow others to see God within our family?
我们怎么让人看见神?
How do we allow others to see God?
是不是跟别人说我主日上教会?
Is it telling people that you go to Sunday worship?
是不是说我的书架上面有一本圣经?
Or is it telling that I have a Bible on my shelf?
是不是跟人说我有一个信仰?
Or do you tell people that I have a religion?
还是你邀人来教会,听福音布道会?
Or if you've invited people to come to EV night to hear the gospel.
我们很多人就是做这些事。
A lot of people do these things.
可是这些不是让人看见神的。
But these are not things that allow people to see God.
是不是工作努力, 然后呢, 比人家早上班, 比人家晚下班?
Is it going to work early and leaving work late?
是不是读书的时候努力用功?
Or being extra studious in your studies?
彻夜不眠, 所以呢, 每次都得A?
So that you study throughout the night and you always get A's?
是不是, 这个, 丈夫跟妻子常常出去花时间约会? 这个建立感情?
Or is it husband and wife always going out on dates to build the relationship?
这些能不能让人看见神?
Can others see God through these things?
不能?
No.
为什么?
Why?
不信神的人也可以做这些事。
Because those that don't believe in God can also do these things.
属神的人要让人看见神, 就是要看见神的生命改变了我们。
So when others see God is when they see that God has transformed us.
金钱, 物质对我有诱惑。
Money tempts me.
可是我要离弃, 我要逃避他们。
But I need to flee this temptation.
然后我要努力地去追求神的属性。
And I need to pursue
The attributes
of God.
公义是什么?
What is righteousness?
公义就是凡事都做正确。 都做得正确。
So righteousness is doing all things right.
对，英文的这个字里面 righteousness 就是包括了 right 这个字在里面，就是英文的公义里面就有一个，就一部分这个字根就是正确、准确的事。
So in the righteousness, the root word is the word right.
我不管别人怎么做。
I don't care what, how others do it.
我自己在神在人的面前我要站立的稳。
But before God, I need to stand firm.
我自己以前在这个商业界任职的时候。
So, when I was working in the industry.
因为在公司里面比较年轻。
Because I was younger in the company.
很愿意受到上司还公司的肯定。
So, willing to receive acknowledgement from my bosses.
公司的这些上司也蛮愿意提拔我。
And my bosses are willing to give me an opportunity.
可是有一次
But there is one time.
有一个同事来跟我说
This one coworker came up to me and said.
他说 James, 我们下一次开会的时候我就很直接的跟你讲我会撒谎。
So I want to tell you very upfront that the next time we have a meeting, I'm going to lie.
他根本不拐弯抹角。
He was very straightforward.
他就说我就跟你讲我讲的话是谎话。
I'm going to tell you that what I'm going to say is going to be a lie.
那我跟他说。
Then I told him.
你知道我是不会说谎撒谎的。
So I told him, I'm not going to lie.
他因为知道我这个人的个性而且我是基督徒所以他一 开口就这样子跟我讲明了。
Of course, he knows my personality and he knows that I'm a Christian, so he warns me up front.
但是我那时候还是比较年轻所以比较没有经验。
But back then, I was still very young. And
但是我跟他的回答是这样子。
But my response to him is,
我说他们如果不问我同样的事情我不会主动跟他们说我的这个同事在撒谎。
If they don't ask me directly, I'm not going to tell them that my coworker is lying.
但是如果他问完了你也转过来问我 James, 这件事情你是怎么看？
But however, after the conversation, if they ask me themselves,
我会照实讲。
I'm going to tell the truth.
我觉得这样还已经蛮婉转的。
I think that this
works perfectly. 我不扯你后腿，但是人家问我，我不会替你圆谎。
I'm not going to stab you in the back, but if someone asks me directly, I'm not going to lie for you.
结果呢，这个同事就把我带到我们上司面前了。
So then, this coworker brings me before my boss.
上司前因后果已经从同事那边了解了一些了。
So the boss already understands what my coworker already told him.
那我坐下来的时候，老板第一句话就说：“我们绝对不会要求你撒谎的。”
So the first word that came out of my boss's mouth after I sat down was, we don't require you to lie.
我这个同事当时几乎上我的印象里面从椅子上跳起来了。
So from my recollection, this coworker jumped out of his seat.
他这个人平常是蛮有涵养的。
So this person usually is very
pretty calm.
Calm.
他看着我的这个上司老板。
And he sees my boss.
他说：“你怎么现在换了一个？你怎么现在换了一个角度来看这件事情
？”And he says, "How come you are looking at this from a different perspective?"
你以前支持我的做法，现在你怎么跟 James 说不用
？You used to support the way I do things, but now how come you're seeing this like James?
因为我这个老，因为这个上公司里的这个大老板，他对这些事情他是。撒谎撒点谎对公司有利益他是不计较的。
Because this boss of mine, it doesn't matter to him whether I tell a lie here and there.
但是哪一个做老板的可以跟人家讲你就撒谎吧。
But which boss can tell their employees to just lie?
他就跟我们两个说我们换一个方式把这件事情用不同的角度去解释也不用撒谎也不用讲得太实。
So then he tells me, well, we're going to package this this thing into
give it a different perspective, a different spin. It's not necessarily a lie, but it's not really the truth. 所以他是老板。
That's why he's the boss.
That's why he's the boss. 好，那次这件事件就这样子结束了。
So that that's how the whole situation ended.
可是我接下来的五年。
But then later on, within the next 5 years.
我的这个以前被公司的看重和提拔就被解冻，就被冻结了。
So then all the opportunities that I used to have with my boss have been came to a halt.
以前尽量给我机会的人现在不理我。
So the people that used to always give me opportunities no longer acknowledge me.
可是我当时在做决定的时候,
but during that time when I was making my decision,
我在公司里面, 在人的面前,
in front of people in my company, who am I representing?
对,
of course, I need to represent my own work ethic.
我需要代表我的家庭,
and I need to represent my family so that I can earn a living.
可是我最重要的是我要在人的面前让人知道我是属于神的人。
But more importantly, before man, I need to let others know that I belong to God. He can not give me opportunity.
可是我绝对不要人说你这个基督徒也不过就是如此。
But I would never want someone to say like, oh, you're just like any other Christian.
因为我在工作的场，我相信我也不是唯一有这样经验的人。
Of course, in the workplace, I believe I'm probably not the only one that experienced.
我曾经坐下来十几个人一起吃饭的时候。
When I sat down with to eat with a few of my coworkers,
客户彼此之间在谈他们公司里面的所谓的基督徒,
and they talk about the Christians in
the
workplace in front of me.
说这些自称基督徒的人老是讲神，老是讲基督，老是讲他们多爱读圣经.
And they say, oh, these Christians, they always talk about going to church and how they love reading the Bible.
可是他们工作能力最差，最不负责.
But their work ethic is the worst.
然后还有一个人就是 大声的在讲，然后呢，在查电脑的时候查到这个色情的东西的时候，就是那个整天在说是基督徒的人。
And also looking in their computer logs, the ones that are been caught watching pornography is a Christian.
那我坐在那边第一次碰到这个人。
And this is my first time.
坐下来正要祷告吃饭。
And then I was about to say grace before we eat.
那我是怎样，他对基督徒有这么负面的看法，他对我一定第一印象就插进了，你是基督徒，原来你就是这样子的人。
So they already have a bad impression of Christians, so then when they see me, they must...
我绝对不可以让别人用我的生活的行为在人的面前没有见证侮辱神的名。
I can never let my own life, the way that I live my life, shame the name of God.
可是这个事情不只是在工作上面或者是学习上面有的一个态度。
But this attitude is not just for the workplace or at school.
弟兄姐妹,我们是属神的人。
Dear brothers and sisters, we are man of God. We have a relationship with God. When we have an identity before God. And what is that identity? We are the sons and daughters of God. We are the valuable vessels that have been bought by God. We are the valuable vessels that We are representatives on this earth.
代表谁?
Who do we represent?
代表神?
We represent God.
代表神爱人?
We represent that God loves man.
代表神要向人说话?
Representing that God wants to speak to man.
我们是神的儿女.
We are sons and daughters of God.
我们是神福音的代言人.
We are the spokesman for the gospel.
我们如果在生活和生命上面,
if in our lives,
我们让人家看见我们是本来是不义的, 但是现在有了公义,
and we allow others to see that we were once unrighteous and now we are righteous.
我们之前是不敬虔的, 但是现在我们对神有敬畏的心,
and before we were ungodly and now that we are godly.
之前我们碰到挑战, 碰到失败的时候, 然后呢, 然后我们就对神没有信心，也不认识神。但是今天我们是大有信心，依靠神的人。
And before we didn't have faith, that we were always brought down when we have challenges. But now that we have faith to conquer anything.
以前碰到困难，心里难受的时候，我们就走到失望绝望的路上。
And before, when we encounter struggles or challenges, we become depressed.
我们逃避。
And we flee from that.
我们 不顾现实,
and we don't come to reality,
我们推卸责任,
and we
become irresponsible. 但是今天我们在神的里面，我们是有信心的人。
But today we have faith in God.
我看不见的未来是掌握在神的手中。
What we don't see of our future, we know that it's in God's hands.
并且神是爱我的。
And we know that God loves us.
所以我是以喜乐、有盼望、有平安的过生活。
So that now I live my life with love and peace.
我以前不懂的爱,
Before, I didn't know how to love.
但是现在我用神的爱来爱我周遭的人。
But now, I use God's love to love others.
我在同工退休会的时候曾经讲过,
In our co-workers' retreat, I've said before,
当我们认为我们生活周遭家里面的人不可爱,不能爱的时候,
When we find that the people closest to us in our family are not lovable,
因为主耶稣基督的缘故,
because of Jesus,
因为主耶稣基督在我不可爱,甚至不该被爱的时候,他爱了我,他拯救了我,
because Jesus loved us when I was not lovable,
所以当我的配偶在不可爱, 我不愿意去爱的时候,我还能够去爱他, 这是让人看见了,我是属神的人。
So when my spouse or my children are not lovable and I love them, then others can see God.
当我的孩子变坏,不听话,不认我的时候,
When my kids disobey me,
我想要爱都爱不下去的时候,
When it's so difficult to love them,
我可以只有口出怒语,然后呢,整天就是骂或者是埋怨的时候,
And when all I can do is just scold them and scold them and yell at them.
可是我因为是属神的人,
But because I belong to God,
因为我知道神爱了我,
And I know that God loved me,
我也是应该受神怒骂的人,
That I also should be scolded and yelled at by God.
但是因为神的爱临到了我的身上, 我蒙了爱, 我还是可以在不能爱的时候去爱我的儿子。
But because God has loved me when I didn't deserve the love, I'm able to love my children when they're not lovable.
那我们就是属神的人。Then
we become people that belong to God.
我的孩子就看见神了。So
my children can see God.
他就知道神是真实的。Then
he can see that God is true.
他才愿意来接受神。Then
he's willing to receive God himself.
我们做父母的也是一样啊。我们有没有时候因为看见孩子因为爱神的关系使我们对神有了一个认识？
The same way for us as parents, when we see that our children are actively pursuing God, doesn't that affect the way that how we want to approach God?
这是神的真理.
This is the truth of God.
这是神的祝福.
This is a blessing from God.
这是一个生命的一个奥秘.
This is a mystery of life.
在我们不能有信心,不能有爱心,不能有忍耐,不能温柔的时候,
When we can't be godly, when we don't have faith, and we can't love and have patience or gentleness,
但是却因为主耶稣基督的关系,因为我们是属于神的人,
but because of Jesus, and now that we belong to God,
我们从神那边来了信心,
so now we can have faith that comes from God.
我们有了爱心,
we can now have love.
我们可以忍耐,
and we can be steadfast.
我们可以温柔,
and we can be gentle.
先求他的国和他的义, 这一切就要加给你们了。
Seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, then all others will be added unto it.
这是神亲口给我们的一个盼望。
This is the hope and the promise that God has given us.
这是我们信靠主耶稣基督一定会得到的一个结果。
This is the result that we will receive as long as we receive Jesus.
这是我们在世生活的一个目的。
That is the purpose of our life.
如果我们是一个爱神、敬虔、公义的人,
If we are a righteous and godly, faithful person,
你的学业,你自然会努力,自然神会祝福。
Very naturally, you will be studious in your studies, and God will bless you.
你在工作上面也是有外来的因素的影响,起起伏伏, 但是你不断地可以看见神的供应。
But in your workplace, there's many ups and downs, but you can still see God's provision.
你在你的婚姻家庭关系里面, 也可以因为神的缘故, 看见神的改变。
And in your marriage, because of our Lord Jesus, you can also see changes.
因为我们在神的面前受了神的改造。
Because we have been transformed by God.
虽然我说在工作, 这个以前任职的时候呢,被公司冻结。
Even though my opportunities were being frozen in the workplace,
心里面当然是很郁闷。
Of course, I was upset in my heart.
但是我感谢神,我至少在这些事情上面,我没有 因为工作受人肯定的缘故，不荣耀神。
But I praise God that in my workplace I didn't put God's name in shame.
这并不表示诱惑不存在。
But that doesn't mean that there were no temptations.
你知道这个同样的这个老板曾经跟我讲过一句话。
You know this same boss once said to me.
他跟我讲，他说 James， 我要提拔你。
He said James， I want to give you an opportunity or promote you。
可是你又不喝酒，又不会玩乐，你怎么能做这件事情
？But you don't go and have fun or drink. How can you do this?
他就没有讲一个撒谎这件事情，他就不提了这件事情。
But he didn't bring up lying.
但是我跟他说
，But I told him，
就工作上面来讲，我认为我不喝酒不玩乐，我照样可以把这个事情做得好。
I told him that just even though I don't drink or I don't go out and party, I could still do this work well.
但是我还是在神的面前，我是谦卑的，我也是很感谢神。
But before God, I'm still very I praise God and thank God.
虽然在公司里面受到排挤，但是神还是不断的祝福我。
Even though I was排挤。
Blacklisted, ostracized.
Or blacklisted. Even though I was blacklisted, but God still blessed me.
神还是告诉我 ，James， 你的工作好好做，我会照料你。
But God tells me, James, continue to work hard, and I will provide for you.
你只要在我的面前过一个实在的生活，让人家看见属神的人的一个样式，你不需要担心。
As long as you live your life and before people that you live a life that is righteous, then you don't need to worry about it.
我从来没有在公司里面觉得不安全会被解雇。
I've never felt that I had to worry about my job.
神赐给我们这么多孩子，在需要的时候，神还是借着公司给我加薪。
So God blessed us with so many kids, and throughout this this time, I was still given a raise.
当然，我是战战兢兢的工作。
Of course, I worked cautiously.
在我离开了工作的这个职位之前
，But before leaving my position at the workplace，
神鼓励了我。
God encouraged me.
从我们公司这个外面的一个总部来的一个副理来到我们这边来视察的时候
，When an external company came to
company representative executive management
that came to audit our company，
他在结束的时候跟我们公司里的这个我们这个部门的老板这样说
，And he said to one of my bosses，
他说。你们公司里面怎么有这样的一个人才？我怎么不知道
？And he said, how come I didn't know that you had such a talent in this company?
他们都知道是因为他们在冻结我。
But everyone else knew that my opportunities were frozen.
当他们过了这么多年，开始觉得我有，他们又愿意提拔我说，刚好那时候神呼召我。
So once they realized that they wanted to promote me, God already called me.
你知道三年前如果我听到这句话的话，我心里不知道高兴多少，因为多努力的想要得到提拔。
So did you know three years ago, I would be so happy if I heard that I was about to get promoted.
可是你知道到那个时候，他们讲的话跟我来对我来说，我是无动于衷了。
But at that time, once they talked about promotion, it didn't affect me at all.
当我跟公司里面的人讲说我要辞职，为的是什么？他们怕我跳槽，我说不是，我要去做牧师。
When I
tendered my resignation and the company felt like they're concerned that maybe I'm going to go work for a competitor, I tell them no, I'm going to go be a pastor. 他们，我想他们根本，他们一方面不知道怎么样处理我这一件事情，因为怎么会有人放着好好的工作不做，要去做传道啊
？I'm sure this was very unexpected to them. They didn't know how to handle it. Someone that someone's not quitting for a better job, but to quit to be a pastor.
可是同时，我很感谢主的，就是没有一个人很惊讶。
But I'm also very happy because nobody was really surprised.
在公司里的一些其他的基督徒，他们说我们很感谢你在我们过去这几年当中，我们可以一起在神的面前一起来接受挑战，一起学习这个跟公司里面应对的方式。
So some of the other Christians have told me that I'm very happy that throughout these years we can all learn how to deal with certain situations in the job and with a Christian perspective.
我不是在公司里面邀人去布道会。
I didn't invite people to EV night.
我也不是在教会，我也不是在公司里面拿着圣经跟人家讲。
And I didn't talk you know, hold the Bible in the workplace and talk to people about the Bible.
可是在行事为人上面，一定要让人看见属神的人是什么样子。
But in the way that we live, we need to allow others to see what it means to be a God.
受到苦难的时候是怎么样子的不跌倒，怎么样的继续有信心。
When we encounter challenges and struggles, how do we not stumble and continue to have faith?
然后当神赐给你机会的时候，你就可以为神做出口。
So when God gives you the opportunity, then you can become the mouthpiece for God.
在家里面何尝不是如此吗？
And it's the same way in the family, the home.
弟兄姐妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
保罗对提摩太的这些提醒，不是只是对提摩太，也不是只是对牧师讲的。
So these reminders that Paul gives to Timothy is not just for the believers or to pastors.
不是只是对, it's not only for Timothy or for pastors.
是对所有属于神的人。 It is for all believers.
是所有有提摩太这样经历的人。
It's for everyone that has the same experiences as Timothy.
是不是第十二节保罗提醒提摩太, 你是要为真道打那美好的仗，持定永生，你是为此被召，也在许多见证人面前已经做好那美好的见证。So
in verse 12 it says, Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called and about which you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses.
弟兄姐妹，你记得当我们那时接受主耶稣基督的救恩，我们在众人面前所做的见证是什么？
Do you remember the testimony that you gave before man when you first received Jesus?
神爱我,
God loves me.
神赦免我的罪,
God forgave my sins.
今天我已经把我自己交给神了,
today I've already given myself to God.
我已经属于神了,
I belong to God.
我的生命是他的,
my life belongs to Him.
因为他付了代价买赎了我,
because He paid the great cost to redeem me.
因为我心甘情愿地来到这位爱我的父神面前，我将我自己交托给他了。
And I willingly give myself to Him, to this loving Father of mine.
所以今天我是神的儿女。
So that today I am God's child.
我今生今世必定要为他做见证，必定要为他而活。
So from this point forward in my life, I want to live for Him.
弟兄姐妹，你我都是属神的人。
Dear brothers and sisters, you and I were both, we're all children of God.
这是我们的见证,
this is our testimony.
这是我们的宣告,
this is our, what we proclaim.
愿我们在世之日, 在我们有生之年, 在我们有机会的时候, 为神做见证。
Let us be a testimony for God as long as we have the opportunity.
在学校,
in school,
在工作上面,
in the workplace,
在家庭里面,
In the home.
让人知道我们是属神的人。
Allow others to see that we belong to God.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢您。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你爱我们。
Because you love us.
我们本来是不认识你的人，我们本来是顶撞你的人。
Before we didn't know you and we rebelled against you.
我们是活在自己的罪恶当中，我们自己知道，但是我们不知道该如何对待的时候。
We lived in our own sin and we didn't know what to do with ourselves.
你的爱向我们显明了。And
you revealed your love to us.
主耶稣基督在十字架上面为我们成就了救恩。Jesus
Christ gave us our salvation.
为我的罪付上了代价。And
He paid the price for our sin.
第三日从死里复活。And
third day He was raised from the dead.
是一位又真又活又有大能的神。
He is a living God and powerful God.
我们是何等的荣幸能够被称为是属神的人。
What a privilege it is to be called the child of God.
让我们不在人的面前受诱惑。
Allow us not to be tempted by man.
让我们在人的面前不软弱。
Allow us to not be weak inside of man.
凭着我们主耶稣基督的恩典，我们可以秉持我们美好的见证。
And through God's grace that we can be a good testimony for Jesus.
让我们的同事看见我们是属神的。
So that our co-workers can see that we belong to God.
让我的妻子，让我的丈夫，让我的孩子看见我是属神的。
So that our my husband or wife or children can see that we belong to God.
所以他们也能够看见神。
So that they can also see God.
感谢主。
Thank you God.
怜悯我们，祝福于我们。
bless us and have mercy upon us.
这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.